Hello, everyone. Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. Just started back into the podcasting thing. Did a little on AVN Awards yesterday. Also did a more personal one that gotten some nice feedback on. Thank you very much. This one's going to be a personal one. It's going to be short. You guys might get a kick out of this. I don't know. It's kind of like a big anxiety moment here. Again, not industry related, so if you're looking for adult podcasts, I will be doing some more of those real soon, but this is kind of a personal one. My son tomorrow is about to do something in high school that is one of the more memorable, traumatic moments of my childhood. And a lot of you are going to laugh at what I deem as trauma. It wasn't really bad. It was just a really negative experience. There's a few moments from my high school that are absolutely burned in my memory, and I can remember every detail, and this is one of them. He's trying out tomorrow for the freshman basketball team, and I can remember vividly trying out. I remember mine was a whole week. We did a whole week, and I remember, I mean, I busted my butt. I worked as hard as I could. I worked really hard leading up to it, and I was running and shooting every day and working hard, and I didn't make it. I got cut, and I distinctly remember looking at the list and not seeing my name and just being so devastated. And I don't remember the ride home. I remember the moment seeing it, and I remember getting home and holding it together for the ride home, but then just losing it in my room. I remember not turning the light on, just flipping the bed over, and I remember Supertramp, the Logical song, was playing, and I absolutely lost it, and it was so just devastating to me. And so disappointing and sad. And as he tries out, it brings back a lot of anxiety and things. And I haven't felt that in a while. My son's doing great. He's super smart. He's a great kid. He gets along. Everything's been just really going along well. And I'm so worried for him. He's trying out for a squad that's super competitive. They have a great feeder program that's like 20 kids deep. And he doesn't come from that program, so he's going to have to fight his way through all that. And I'm worried he's not going to make it. Not for me. He doesn't make it. That doesn't bother me. It's that I know he wants it so bad. And it's such a... It really is I haven't felt this in a while. Wanting something for someone else so badly. And to be afraid he's not going to get it. In my heart, I know he'll handle it better than I did, because he just always seems to. Everything just seems to roll off his back. He's one of those kids, and he gets that from his mother. I am not hot and cold. I am hot and stupid when it comes to emotion. I get super, super disappointed. I get super angry. I still feel the pain of not making that team. And, you know, look, lots of people go through a billion times worse. I'm not trying to say I had a tragic life, right? I'm just saying that I remember those details and the feeling I had of not making it. And I don't want that for him. I mean, I so badly want him to make it, because I know he wants to. And if he doesn't, he doesn't. And it's not the end of the world. He'll be fine. He'll bounce back. He'll move on to the next thing. Or, you know, he'll double up the effort. That's certainly been the case when he's had school failures. You know, he just... okay, I didn't make that. So I'm really hoping he handles it better than I do. But it's funny, as it approaches, you know, remembering things that I hadn't thought about in 35 years. Just one of those parenting moments where I want so much for him. And it's been a really interesting experience to sort of, you know, not see him be nervous, you know, to see him be calm in this. And I'm hoping, I guess maybe what I'm hoping is that he will make it or not, and be the same awesome, positive, bright kid that he is today. And I guess maybe then I'll feel really good about that, you know. Not that I can take too much credit, that's mostly his mom. But you know, I will be thinking about him tomorrow, and really hoping that, you know, he shines and shows them everything he's got, and that regardless, And I guess one of the things I'm not worried about is I know he knows that I'm not going to be disappointed in him, that I might be disappointed for him, but I'm not about to be disappointed in him. I don't think that's possible when it comes to something like this. So, anyway, that's just sort of a, I don't know, kind of a venting moment. I've been trying to do that a little bit. Going to do some other podcasts. As we mentioned, my wonderful sister put together a Walk for Alzheimer's team in honor of my mother. And if anybody would like to sponsor the podcast for a one-time deal, the rest of the year, for a year, whatever you want, you know, half of everything that I make on the site from now until the end of the year is going to the Walk for Alzheimer's. It means a lot to a lot of families, mine in particular. So drop me a line, roger@rogerviews.com for that. And, you know, may the basketball gods be kind to my son tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.